Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to all the listeners out here in Miami Valley and abroad. You know, we got a great show for you today, folks. We're going to be talking about what the Fed cut rate means to you. But before we jump into that, you know, we always like to highlight events that are coming up, you know, after our show in Arizona, you know, today. And it's interesting that October is National Financial Planning Month, and it's also Estate Planning Month, Tony. How about that, buddy?
You know, that's awesome.
That's just something we're celebrating right there. National Financial Planning. And it's kind of interesting they picked October. And I didn't do any research, but I'm suspicious. It's because, you know, we've been through the spring. We've gotten through summer, vacations, all the busyness. So now we're coming back inside. You know, the weather's changing a little bit for some of us in the country. For some, maybe other areas, not so much. But maybe it's just that time of year that it's time to take a deep breath. Yep. And maybe October was chosen to be the month to do financial planning and estate planning. And really get busy to where if there's things that need to be done before the end of the year, now's a good time to start it because you got a couple of months to be proactive and get things in order before the end of the year going into the next year where, you know, you get your IRA tax deductions ready and things like that. The other thing too, Tony, October 5th is World Teacher Day. How about that?
That's awesome.
You know, so all the teachers out here, thank you every day for what you do to make things better for our kids. You know, and Tony, there was a movie. It was called October Sky. You ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It was based on Colwood, West Virginia.
Yeah.
A teacher. Here, teachers, this is kudos to you. One teacher, one person was able to have an impact on the lives of five young men. And it changed the landscape forever. She encouraged them, don't give up on your dream. If that's what you want to do, go pursue it. And where everybody else in the community, even the parents, were not really in favor of them getting into, you know, explosives and rocketry and things like that. But that teacher encouraged them to pursue their dream. And because of that, all five of them boys became very successful. Homer Hickam, I've met in person. Homer went on to work for NASA. You know, some of the other fellows went on to be investment bankers and then some owned car dealerships, but they entered the science fair in Indianapolis, actually. They won the National Science Fair. That was catapulted them into what later became great careers for all these men. So all you teachers, thank you for what you do daily. I know sometimes it's difficult. And again, just we appreciate you all staying the course and making a difference in the impact on lives of these kids. So thank you so much.
Yeah, a lot of teachers sacrifice quite a bit. They sacrifice personal time. They pay for things out of pocket a lot of times.
Yes, yes.
And in some ways, it can be a thankless job, and it's a hard one. Some teachers are still underpaid in many cases, actually. So you have to hand it for teachers. You have to have it's really a calling. And I think dedicated teachers are so great. I'm glad that we have World Teacher Day coming up this week.
Yeah, and something else, Tony, we've gotten behind is it's Crowns for the Classroom. I think it's kind of a national entity, but, you know, it's a great organization started, a person with a vision, knowing what you just said, Tony, teachers have to spend their own money often to make sure all the students have supplies for the classroom. So, because, you know, some families just can't afford some of those extras. So, Crowns for the Classroom just started to help fill the need so teachers can have a place to go to and pick up those extra supplies. Maybe it's paper, maybe it's crowns, maybe it's markers. So also just a shout out for Crowns the Classroom for what you do also to support the teachers and help them do their job much better. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I think that's great. And it's fall, my favorite season. Yes. You know, the colors start to change in a lot of the U.S. states. They're starting to change. Around, have you noticed that?
Well, and that too. And I also heard that, you know, somebody told me that, you know, you're going to personally be celebrating the Fed's decision, what we're going to talk about today, because that's helping you refinance your fantasy football league. Do you
Yeah. I don't know about that. Okay. I don't know about that one. I think that's funny. I mean, hey, my fantasy league dues, refinancing those dues, that's just good roster management, right?
It is, brother. It is. Oh, but you know, here's the thing. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Fed. Yeah, and Tony, when it comes to the Federal Reserve and it makes a move, it's not just a headline, brother. It's a ripple that touches everything from your mortgage to your credit cards to your savings account. So the recent decision to cut rates is no exception. You know, for everyday people, the impact can feel both promising and confusing. You know, lower borrowing costs might open up some doors, but it also shifts in yields, which adds to market reactions. That can also create some new challenges as well. So today we're going to unpack a few things about what the rate cut really means to you, your debt, your long-term financial strategy, so you can approach it with a little bit more clarity and confidence. So it's going to be a great topic today, Tony.
Oh, that's good. And you know what? The Fed's rate cut has real world stakes, and it can affect each and every one of us. And I'm excited to have you dig into what it means for everyday families and people out there, our listeners.
Well, we're going to refer to an eye-opening article that's called Nerd Wallet, and its headline, "The Fed Trims Rates. What Does That Mean to You?"
Yeah. Well, and no reason to keep us in suspense here, Steve. Come on. I know today's show is going to be. Oh, wait.
Here is my request.
Yeah.
You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Right. That's to all of our friends out there to listen to us each week. Thank you so much. So, yeah.
And today's show is going to be magical. Yeah. But seriously, take it away, Steve. What's this Fed rate cut? How's it going to affect?
Well, here's the headline. You know, for the first time in 9 months, the Fed decided to cut interest rates. And that's a pretty big move. And for consumers, it usually boils down to two main effects. Borrowing gets a little cheaper, but the returns that you earn on your savings accounts or CDs aren't quite as strong. So, and just to set the expectations, Tony, these changes don't happen overnight. You know, they take some time to trickle down into everyday life.
True. It does take some time. And, you know, you might save a little bit on things like credit cards or loans, but especially for people who are in retirement or getting a little older or close to retirement, the problem is you might notice a drop in interest rates on, like you said, your CD rates might go down, MIGA rates, saving, you know, interest-bearing savings accounts. Those rates are going to go back down a little bit, probably.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, Tony. And, you know, it's called the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC for short, which is basically the Fed's decision-making team, voted to cut the federal funds rated by 0.25%. Okay. That brings the range down about from actually 4% to 4.25. So the last time they cut rates back in December 2024, after a string of earlier cuts. And since then, rates have been mostly held steady at the mid, you know, 4% range. So Fed Chairman Powell calls this move a risk management cut. You know, thinking of it like tapping on the brakes when you see traffic slowing ahead. You may not be in trouble yet, but you'd rather ease up early than slam on the brakes later. So, and while there's some political pressure to cut rates faster, Powell made it clear the Fed is looking at economic data first and foremost. And one of the big reasons behind the decision, a softening job market. So when hiring slows down, unemployment, you know, starts to creep up, the Fed sometimes acts to cushion the labor market. So their message right now, it's very clear. Keep jobs stable is more urgent than pushing inflation down further, even though rising prices are still in the picture.
Yeah, you got to watch rates. You know, it's not exactly a things are great kind of move. It's more like the Fed saying, we're worried the job market's cooling off too much. We don't want it to get worse. That's probably why they did it, right?
Tony, nicely put, okay? Yeah. And Powell even called the current situation a curious balance. Normally, when you hear balance, you think stability, right?
Right.
But in this case, it's both the supply and demand for workers have come down. Mm-hmm. And demand is dropping a little faster. So that's why we're seeing unemployment edge upward a little bit. And so here's an interesting wrinkle, though. Not everyone on the Fed committee agreed on this rate cut.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. The newest member, Stephen Moran, if I pronounced that right, actually voted for a bigger cut. He He wanted a 0.5% instead of 0.25%.
And that's a pretty bold stance for a new guy, isn't it?
It is. And, yeah. And he was just appointed earlier this week. So he's stepping away from his role as chair of the White House Council and Economic Advisors so he can serve on the Fed. So right out of the gate, he's making his voice heard.
Steve, do disagreements like this happen a lot, or is this kind of unusual?
Well, that's a great question, Tony. So dissent on the FOMC isn't unheard of, but it doesn't happen very often, especially in recent years. So the fact that we're seeing it now says a lot about how tricky the economy is to read right now. So, you know, between a cooling labor market, stubborn inflation, political pressure, it's no surprise that even experts might look at the same data and come to two different conclusions.
And there's just no perfect playbook then right now. And that leaves room for some honest disagreement, right?
You got it. The moment is ripe for a little bit debate, and we're starting to see it play out right now.
Well, and it's for the average person, it's the difference between, hey, rates are lower, should I refinance my mortgage right now, versus does refinancing even fit into my bigger financial picture?
Well, you know, take someone that's close to retirement who's debt-free. You know, for them, chasing a refinance might not, you know, move the needle much at all, but adjusting how they allocate their savings, maybe rethinking their bond ladder or their CD strategy could make a real difference in their income plan. So, Tony, that's where a good financial professional can help separate what's worth acting on and what's just making noise.
Yeah. And speaking of that, if somebody wants to work with a financial professional, get a plan in place or make sure that their money is working for them and in the right place where it should be and not where it's not going to earn enough to keep up with inflation, you got to at least make that much, right? So How could they get a hold of you to get a financial plan in place or a retirement plan in place?
Well, folks, reach out to us. Give us a call, 937-667-6500. Go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. I've shared it before. Right on the website, there's a link to actually get on our calendar for a quick phone call, or better yet, come in and see us in person. So we encourage you to do that. Because, Tony, one thing I illustrated many, many years ago, back when rates were higher, and then, they came down. I'm talking 15, 20 years ago, where let's say somebody had $500,000 sitting in the bank, and it was earning 6%. You know, that's $30,000 of income coming in off just the principal. And you're not even touching your principal. That's just the interest you've earned. And we shared this concept many, many times with a lot of our folks that were talking to us and giving them some sound guidance because, okay, it's earning 6% now. You don't want to invade your principal. But what if the rates do change and you're earning 6% now on a guaranteed rate? But what if those rates drop to 3? Your 500 grand is now only paying, you know, 15,000 of income, not your 30. And that really woke up a lot of people, Tony, to rethink their strategy long-term. Is this really going to be the best thing for me long-term, knowing that we have no control over interest rates? So It's just, and that's why folks reach out to an advisor. They sometimes on a second set of eyes can share some different perspectives on short-term and long-term, what's going to best fit into your strategy.
Yeah, see what you can get locked in. And, you know, I think that's great because you're talking about the Fed's recently announced rate cut of 0.25% and what that means for our listeners out there. And you've talked to about there was a NerdWallet article, the Fed trims the rate. What does it mean for you? You've referenced that. That's a great resource. But let's go to the question, Steve, that probably a lot of people are asking, which is what actually happens when there's a rate cut? Does that mean everything instantly gets cheaper?
Well, Tony, that's an interesting question. And the short answer is no, not instantly. A rate cut doesn't flip a switch. It does set some changes in motion. So think of it like turning down the thermostat in your house. You don't feel the temperature change right away, but over time, the room does adjust. And that's how rate cuts work in the economy. You know, first, like borrowing usually gets cheaper when the Fed lowers the federal funds rate. Banks pay less to borrow money from each other. And in turn, they often lower rates on loans. That could also mean lower interest rates on credit cards, auto loans, mortgages, personal loans, you name it, Tony.
Yeah, that's true. And that's a great way to put it. If somebody already has a mortgage loan or a car loan, does that mean they can automatically save money?
Not automatically.
Yeah.
No, but this could open the door for refinancing. You know, lenders may lower rates on refinancing, and that can create opportunities if the numbers make sense for you. So on the flip side, saving becomes a little less rewarding. Banks tend to reduce the annual percentage rate or APY on savings accounts, CDs, interest-bearing checking accounts. So while borrowers may cheer, savers may not.
Mm, that's true. And then there's the marketplace, right?
Indeed. And rate cuts could be a mixed bag for markets, Tony. Cheaper borrowing can boost business confidence, which is good for growth and corporate profits. But if investors believe the Fed is cutting rates because the economy is struggling, markets get a little shaky. In fact, right after this instant cut, the Dow flipped briefly, you know, it dipped briefly before, you know, bouncing back. So the market does react to some of these decisions that are being made daily.
So the bottom line is then don't expect magic, but over time, the hope is lower rates give the economy a little extra fuel, right?
Well, that's precisely what Powell emphasized. He said, you know, one cut may, you know, not be visible right away, but the goal is a stronger economy and a healthier job market over time, Tony.
Okay. Do you think this means, does this mean the Fed's going to cut rates again?
Well, it's possible, maybe even likely, but nothing's ever written in stone. Powell himself called it a meeting by meeting situation, which basically means they're watching the data closely and they will adjust it as they go.
Yeah. Sounds like a careful way of saying we're not sure what comes next. Well, we don't know. Right.
Tony, I think that is so right. You know, he even admitted this is an unusual spot because the economy isn't what he's calling bad. It's not a recession scenario. So the path, you know, forward isn't a crystal clear. His words were, it's not incredibly obvious what to do. So now if you look at the Fed's own projections, it does suggest more cuts could be coming at the remaining meetings this year, possibly in October, maybe again in December. So, and if the market agrees because of tools like the CME Fed Watch, you know, and showed how it shows strong odds of cuts at both meetings.
In other words, the odds lean toward more cuts, but Powell's basically reminding us, don't take anything for granted here.
Tony, I think you nailed it, buddy. Yeah. And since we're on the topic of, you know, Fed's rate cuts, let's turn the spotlight on what it could mean for the housing market. So now, even if you're not planning to buy or sell a home anytime soon, housing is often a bellwether for the broader economy.
Right, because when the housing market shifts, it tends to ripple out in so many other parts of people's lives and their spending, right?
Bingo. So let's take a look at another NerdWallet article. This one's titled, What the Fed's Rates Cutting Plans Mean for the Housing Market. You know, to put it bluntly, this latest rate cut, you know, could be a signal to some buyers have been waiting for. Normally, you know, when rates drop, you'd expect demand for homes to pick up.
Right, because lower mortgage rates usually mean, hey, maybe I can afford that payment now.
Yes, but interesting, Tony, that didn't happen this summer when the mortgage rates dipped. Buyer demand stayed cooler than expected. So now with the Fed officially cutting rates, the article suggests we could see more buyers step into the market.
Yeah. Of course, it takes a while for mortgages to be affected and probably a few more rate cuts before we see that. But it's kind of like with the housing market, people have been sitting on the sidelines waiting for the Fed to make it official, even though the market had already started pricing it in, right?
Yeah, Tony, that's spot on. It's like a little like waiting at a concert for the headliner to announce, okay, the show's starting.
Yeah.
Even though the band's already playing, it's been warming up for 20 minutes. So, you know, by the time the Fed makes the announcement, lenders and investors, like you just suggested, they've often priced in those expectations early. Mm-hmm. So we should also note that the recent NerdWallet survey done by Harris Poll found that 15% of Americans say they're planning to buy a house once rates come down. So if you're in that 15%, this could be your sign to start looking sooner rather than later.
Wow. And that's a lot of people waiting on the sidelines for the all clear from the Fed.
True. But here's the catch. Powell was very clear in his press conference. Don't expect mortgage rates to return to those ultra low levels we saw during the pandemic or even throughout much of the 2010s. In his words, we're probably not going back to that era.
So if somebody's holding out for that 2-3% mortgage, they might be waiting forever. I know my wife and I have about a 3% mortgage on our house. And so we were thinking about, you know, downsizing now that our kids are out, but we've been holding off because turning that 3% in for a 6%, it doesn't sound like a great idea right now.
Well, I'm telling you, that's why, folks, that's why it's so important to sit down with a financial professional that's well-versed in all these areas. And like I refer to like scenarios. If you were to consider this, what impact is that going to have on your total financial picture? It's not just a micro issue. So again, folks, we encourage you, sit down with a financial professional and let them help you to see what kind of difference that's going to make for you.
Yeah, for sure. And how can our listeners get a hold of you? What's that number?
Folks, again, reach out to us, 937-667-6500. Again, 667-6500. Go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. On the site, down the first homepage, scroll down, there's a calendar to schedule a quick call. There's also a calendar to come see us in person. Folks, we have two locations. One in Beaver Creek, Ohio. We're actually inside the Chamber of Commerce. Our other office is in Troy, Ohio. So whichever location is convenient for you, give us a call. Come see us. Sit down and talk to us. Folks, listen, no cost, no obligation to see if we can provide any help, any guidance to help you solve your situation.
That sounds great. Well, hey, Steve, a great show so far today. We've been talking about a lot of different things on the show. You've covered a lot. So we're talking about the Fed's recent rate cut, what that means for people out there, and what it means to our financial strategies and the road to retirement especially. So you talked about the NerdWallet article, what the Fed's rate cut means for the housing market. What's next?
Well, the article does explain that the Fed's move was pretty much in line with what the markets had already priced in, Tony, which means we're unlikely to see a big drop in mortgage rates from here. But here's the important wrinkle. If the Fed cuts rates more slowly than the markets are currently predicting, then there's even a chance mortgage rates could creep, you know, back up instead of, you know, going back down. So just pay attention to these things, folks.
That means that the bottom line here is that you can't wait for a perfect rate. The smart move is figuring out if today's numbers fit your personal financial picture, right?
Yeah, Tony, even if the rates don't rise, there's another challenge that buyers are facing. Home prices are still really high, brother. Hmm. You know, in fact, in August, the median price of an existing home was just over $416,000, according to the National Association of Realtors.
Wow, that's a big number. Yeah. So how does that actually play out in a month as far as a monthly payment is concerned?
Well, let's break it down. You know, with a 10% down payment and a 7% mortgage rate, the monthly principal and interest would be around $2,500. If that same loan were at 6%, it would be closer to $2,300. So yes, if you're saving about $200 a month with the lower rate, that's still a hefty payment. And remember, that's not counting property taxes, homeowner's insurance, or all the other costs that are associated with owning a home.
Which are many and great.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that means even with lower rates, affordability is still a big hurdle for a lot of people.
Well, Tony, it is. And so that $200 a month is like cutting out a couple of streaming subscriptions or trimming back on your takeout. It helps, but it doesn't change the fact that the overall cost is still significant. And that's why the real question isn't about trying to time the market. It's about whether the timing is right for you. So if you're ready and you find a home that's affordable and fits your needs, it can make sense to move forward. You know, waiting around for the, like you mentioned earlier, the perfect rate or the price can sometimes mean missing opportunities altogether, Tony. So another group that could see some real relief right now, homeowners looking to refinance. So, you know, people who bought a higher mortgage rate, they've been waiting on a break, you know, on the 30-year rate still hovering around 6%, millions have finally have an opportunity. So in fact, the data from the ICE mortgage technology suggests that about 4.7 million homeowners could lower their rate by at least 0.75%.
That's a lot of people who could be saving money every month. But how do you know if refinancing actually makes sense for you?
Well, the basic refi math is this. First, figure out how much the refinancing cost will be. There are some deals out there still potentially. That's usually somewhere between 2-6% of your loan. Then compare the upfront cost with your monthly savings you would get with the new interest rate. So you divide one by the other, Tony, and that gives you the break point even or break even point, right? Or even the number of months of years before you actually start seeing true savings.
So it's not just about chasing a lower rate then. It's about making sure the numbers really work out long term.
Yeah. And you know, for some, refinancing could mean freeing up some real cash flow. Others, the cost may outweigh the benefit. That's why running the numbers carefully, Tony, is so important. So here's the flip side of the refinancing story. There's actually a much bigger group of homeowners who are sitting tight because their current mortgage rates are well below today's levels. You mentioned that earlier. So according to the Federal Housing Finance Association, as of the second quarter of this year, more than half the U.S. mortgages still have rates locked in under 4%. So that's incredible when you compare it to where we are with today's rates.
Yeah, that's huge. Well, hey, Steve, we're out of time for today's show. It flew by once again.
Yes, sir.
So really quick before we go, how can our listeners set up that no charge, no obligation consultation to get a financial plan in place, a retirement income plan in place, or just ask you some questions?
You know, folks, Tony said it. No cost, no obligation. There's real integrity here. Give us a call. 937-667-6500. Go to PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com and get in here and see us.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.